ear, piece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd Up.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
And I'm Brandon Bell.
That's right. Brandon's back with us. We got Brandon in action, and what we've done is we've gone all high-tech on you for this podcast. We're Skyping each other, and basically he's across town, but we're talking on the internet, so I guess that works out. At least we get a podcast done.
Something a little more my field when you say high-tech.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Exactly. So now we're in his realm. I'm the audio realm. He's the high-tech realm. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We're going to talk about a few things. I've got a couple things to talk about. We'll talk about the top-selling comic books and graphic novels of the year 2013. Diamond Distributors released a press release this week talking about some of those. And let's see. What else do I got to talk about? I'm going to talk about Superior Spider-Man. We'll talk about the Marvel Avengers Alliance game on, well, you can play it on Facebook. That's the most popular version is Facebook. But you can also play it at playdom.com. And also, we'll talk about that game. The Spec Ops is coming to a close. And also the PvP. Have you been playing the PvP?
I've been off and on. I want to get Venom.
I know, right? That's what I love. Agent Venom is the hero you can recruit. I'll never get it because I hate the PvP. I have fun with it, but, you know, I'm
remember,
not going to get it.
Will be... 200 CP after he comes out, though. So.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. So it'll be the typical. No, actually, I think PvP are 135, aren't they? And it's the Spec Ops right. Are 200.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good, because I don't want to have to save up too much more. Yeah. But yeah, he'll be available about a month or so after they finish the PvP. But yeah, so we'll be talking about that. And let's see, what else are you going to talk about, Brandon?
I got some TV shows I've been keeping up with. Arrow. My favorite right now.
You finally got on that, huh?
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon. I watched season one clean through, and I'm all caught up with season two right now.
Yeah, they're doing a great job with it. Well, actually, let's roll into it. Let's first talk about the comic books that are out now. I'll go with this Diamond Distributors. They're the people that, you know, they send out all the comics to the comic book stores. If you open up a box that says Diamond Distributors, you've got some great comics in there. And they've released a press release on January 8th of this year, this new year, and they talked about the latest news about comics. It was a pretty good year for comics, but it was a really good year for several different ones, like Walking Dead comics. It was a really good year for Walking Dead. I'll talk more about that. But in fact, Walking Dead, number 115, the best-selling comic book published in the entire year, 2013. Now, this is based on total sales to comic book specialty shops, according to Diamond Comic Distributors. And, of course, they're the world's largest distributor of comics, graphic novels, and other pop culture merchandise. But the series written by Robert Kirkman, who actually I heard, did you hear about this? He got kicked off the Walking Dead TV series.
I did not know this. No.
Now, this might be one of those internet rumors that I heard, but I heard they didn't want him working anymore with the TV series. So that's a rumor. I can't confirm it yet. But anyway, he and illustrator Charlie Adlard, they've been doing the Walking Dead comic book series, which started the whole Walking Dead phenomenon. And number 115 basically is the 10th anniversary issue. And it kicked off the all-out war storyline with 12 different covers, and you could take 10 of the covers, interlock them, make one big image, so that's kind of a cool deal. Image Comics is really good about alternative comic covers, and so they've made, they of course, made the puzzle. The strength of comic book market this year, apparently it increased. The annual sales increased 9.04% over the previous year, and comic book sales were up 10%, while
nice.
Graphic novel sales were up by 6.5%.
Nice.
I know, isn't that? It's really cool to see the nerd world is increasing. Marvel Comics, though, they finished the year off as the comic book specialty market's top publisher. They led both dollar and unit market sales. You know, dollar sales being the money, that's where it's at. But the unit sales is actual how many numbers of issues. 33.5% dollar market share, 36.97% unit market share. And Marvel Comics, they had six titles in the top 10, led by Guardians of the Galaxy number 1. Did you hear the? Did you listen to the podcast last week, Brandon?
Yes, I did, and I cannot wait for that movie.
I know, that movie is going to be awesome, and I think that's one of the reasons why that was one of the top spots, because in the Thor movie, at the end of the Thor, they kind of teased the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with Rocket Raccoon. You know? Anytime you got a talking, smart-aleck raccoon, you know it's going to be good. So, and also Groot, played by Vin Diesel. Have you ever watched any of the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoons on Disney? Or
yes,
any?
I have.
And yeah, have you seen the one where they had Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, I did.
They had, oh gosh, he just passed away. The guy that was, he played Kingpin in the Daredevil movie.
Clark Duncan.
Yes, thank you very much. Michael Clark Duncan. He was the voice of Groot in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, and they did a special dedication at the end of it. But all Groot says is, "I am Groot." And then, you know, it varies how he expresses himself. Like, if it's something going on, like he knows how to save the world, he'll say, "I am Groot." But if he knows how, you know, it's a question of love or something like that, he'll say, "I am Groot." So, it's all in the tone.
And don't sometimes Rocket Raccoon, like, translate for him or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, he does.
Too.
Yes. So, at least he did in that. I'm hoping they keep that in the movie. So, that's coming out. But anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy, number one, third spot in the comics of the year 2013. So, I think that's because of the movie coming out. Now, DC, of course, they had a 30.33% market share and a 33.35% market share, and or unit market share. And so that's basically just 3% across the board, and just so that that Marvel beat them out. So that's not by much. Now, there are other Image Comics, IDW, Dark Horse, Dynamite. I mean, there are other comic book publishers out there, but those are the big two, you know. And so when it comes to comics, it's always Marvel or DC, so it makes sense that those two are going to be running head to head against each other. But also graphic novels did pretty good this year. This is one I've been interested in. I've seen it and I just never have grabbed it, but the Saga graphic novel by Brian K. Vaughan, it was the top selling graphic novel, and
I've seen the cover, but I've never
they've got it here at our local comic book store. Vision Comics, but at least they had it one time when I went in, and but I've been curious about it, but I haven't picked it up yet. But I might have to. It's one of the top-selling graphic novels. But the big graphic novel sellers, The Walking Dead. Now check this out. Here's the deal. Graphic novels, they're basically a collection of graphic novel of comic books most of the time, and Saga number one. Trade paperback was the number one. Walking Dead Volume 1. Here's the difference. Saga number one, $9.99. Walking Dead Volume 1, $14.99. About a $5 difference.
Yeah.
So I could see that Saga being a little cheaper would be number one. But Walking Dead, they're at number two, they're at number four, they're at number five, they're at number six, they're at number 10. With Volume 1, 18. 2, 19, and 3 respectively there. So amazing that they're just graphic novels. They got the market. Saga number 2 was number 3 on the list here. Batman, The Court of the Owls came in at number 8. And then The Killing Joke, special edition hardcover graphic novel, came in at number 9. So it was good to mention those. Also, Hawkeye Volume 1 came in at number 7, just to kind of let you know. And that would have been a pretty good graphic novel to pick up. So that was what the big news from comic books. It was a pretty good year. Sales up around 9-10%. And Marvel beat out DC by 3%. Walking Dead beat everybody out. So it was a pretty good year for comics.
On the comic book, on the graphic novels, the Batman, both of the Batman ones, I wouldn't mind actually picking up.
Well, I've got the Court of the Owls.
I do want to see what happened with the Joker in the 52.
Yeah.
The whole Joker's daughter thing I've read about too. I was like,
Is that what the Killing Joke is?
I don't know. But I do know there's a Joker's daughter now, and I'm like, I gotta find out what this is all about.
I haven't been keeping up on anything on the 52 world. I have been keeping up on finally getting caught up on Walking Dead comics, because I love them, and also Superior Spider-Man, and I think they're going to bring it to an end soon. I hope so, because I'm still not liking Superior, you know, what Dr. Spider-Puss. or some people are calling him Spock, you know, Spider-Man Octopus, but Dr. Spider-Puss is closer. Spock is taken. But yeah, I don't know. For a while there, I thought they're going to, they kept teasing like they're going to go back to, you know, back to Peter Parker being Spider-Man, but then they'd go change it otherwise. But yeah, I'm getting really sick of Dr. Spider-Puss.
Back, also talking about graphic novels,
uh-huh.
I have a friend of mine that's also into The Walking Dead, and my wife and him kind of talk. He brings over, I could see how, you know, Walking Dead was so all over, because my wife has bought a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings over what they just released. Like, it was like, I don't know, it was like in November maybe.
Okay.
It was called The Compendium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, this thing is so friggin' thick.
I know. It's the Bible of Walking Dead.
It's just volume one. Yeah. There's already a number two coming out.
And doesn't The Compendium cover up to number 50?
I think so. It's like,
yeah. Because I think volume two goes up to number 99 or something like that.
Yeah. So. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah.
$60-some, and I've actually been, like I said, she's slowly been getting into The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. The TV series.
The TV series, and I've been kind of reading the compendium that he loaned her.
Ah, yeah. And well, that's
I got to say, my man's Daryl.
I tell you, that's what I like, is that Daryl is not even in the comics. And they created him just for the TV series. But they've got so many other characters that aren't in the TV series in the comics that are just as good and even may have a little more fun with. But I'll tell you what, the compendium is the way to go. It'd be so hard to get, you know, Walking Dead number one, issue one, number one, because, you know, people are going to be hanging on to these things. And so I think the compendium is the way to go, and get the first two. That'll get you caught up to at least, I think, like I said, number 99. And then they're up to 118 now, I think. I'd have to check again. I've got them ready to read, but I don't remember what the numbers are. Yeah, but I'll have to loan you my Batman Court of the Owls. You'll probably want to end up buying it after you read it, because I've heard it's really good. I've heard it's one of the best Batman storylines they've ever had. All right, let's see here. What else? Let me talk about a couple other comics. Walking Dead, speaking of which, the latest one, I know this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler for you, Brandon, but the latest one, they've got Negan, I guess that's his name. He runs this little group of people that steal from other groups of people. He actually, through kind of like mobster type activities, he says, well, you go out and collect a whole bunch of stuff and we'll take 50% of it. And he does this with other villages. Well, Rick and his crew, looks like they're planning something against him, especially after Negan, after Carl ran away and tried to infiltrate Negan. So it looks like they're going to be trying something. I haven't quite caught up. I'm like four issues behind. So I'll see what happens with that. Superior Spider-Man, they better get Peter Parker back. Have you been catching up or reading on the Venom series, the Agent Venom comic book series?
No, I have not. I got to catch up on a lot of the Marvel stuff.
Well, I knew for a while there you were doing the Scarlet Spider, and maybe I think you were doing Venom too for a little while.
Yeah, I was doing Venom, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Superior Spider-Man.
Ah, well, in Superior. Oh, I liked the way they brought back 2099 and a few issues back on Superior Spider-Man. That was cool. It's a little time travel. But anyway, on the Venom, there's a section, I know you haven't got to this point, where they bring back Toxin and Maniac and all these other symbiotes. And
I'm now going to have to catch up.
Yeah, they've got all these other symbiotes brought in, and it's like, now, by the way, another rumor I heard is that they're bringing an end to the Venom series.
And I've heard that rumor too.
And Venom is going to go join the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, so boy.
They showed an issue. I saw a comic cover of one of the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy comics, and it showed Agent Venom in the background. So we'll have to see what happens.
Oh, sweet.
So they're not really getting rid of him, just his comic, and putting him in with the Guardians of the Galaxy. So.
I could see it, though, with Venom being a symbiote from space.
Mm-hmm,
fit in quite perfect.
Right, exactly. maybe he finds his roots, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
find his planet.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would be great. Plus, I just like Agent Venom. No matter what they do with him, as long as they keep him.
Oh yeah, Venom is awesome.
Yeah, and that's why in the PvP,
out of the Marvel villains and anti-heroes, Venom always up there, my number one.
Yeah, same here. When it comes to villains and anti-heroes, you got Venom, Carnage, Deadpool. There we go. That's my Marvel collection.
Oh, Deadpool, by far. I love the episode of Ultimate Spider-Man with Deadpool in it. That was so funny. I could not stop laughing.
I know. I was laughing the whole time. And I was like, oh, God. And they had to go up against Taskmaster. And he thought it was a mission from, or Spider-Man thought it was a mission from Fury. Turns out he just had the money to collect. So, oh, man. And the jokes he had were just awesome. So,
yeah.
They
were hilarious.
Well, you got any other comics news you want to talk about?
Been keeping sneak peeks in on the Red Lantern, my Green Lantern verse, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Right now, where I last left off, Atrocitus was dethroned.
Oh.
By a greenie.
Uh-oh. No, what?
Guy Gardner.
Really? Now, it's a spoiler that I almost don't want to hear, but I'm going to read it anyway. But that's the DC that I love to read is those lanterns. You got me hooked on them. Yes. How's Larfleeze doing, by the way?
Well, I've only got the first few issues of it, and by far it's one of them comics that you can pick up. It's got some seriousness to it, but they're just hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of figure with Larfleeze, he was the orange lantern, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So. I'm glad they gave him his own because they need a full spectrum of lanterns out there.
I think his comic was on hiatus for the third or fourth issue because I did not get them and they did not come out for a little bit and I think they finally come out, but I know where it left off. Little spoiler here. Mm-hmm. He was fighting some cosmic entities that came through a tear.
Uh-huh.
And the edge of the universe, as they call it, where matter ceases to be but creates new matter. And he was basically going there, and he was kind of depressed and going to kill himself.
Then
these things come through the other side. He has a butler in this, too, is what's funny, that he supposedly won in a bet. It's not one of the Guardians. This is a different guy.
Huh.
And he asked Larfleeze the story of how he came to be, and it was... You could tell it was totally everything. What Larfleeze was saying and what the pictures were depicting was completely opposite. And the guy finally goes, you know, I could tell you're kind of making this up, aren't you? He's like, it's 50-50.
Right on. Larfleeze, from what you described there, almost reminds me of Lobo from the DC world. So, except he's not a bounty hunter, so...
What I last left off on was this one of the entities took his whole Orange Lantern Corps, which is the essence of people that he's pretty much killed and reformatted into his own Orange Lantern, which are all constructs. She brought them back to life to kill him.
Okay.
Said that she could keep their lives as long as they killed Larfleeze. So that was where I last left off. So I'm hoping. And I go back up to Vision and finally get my collection, my little stack, that is out so I can finally read this epic fight that is going to happen.
Uh-huh. That's going to be interesting. I like, again, I got to get back into the lanterns again, so I got to do it soon.
On the Green Lanterns, spoiler there, Hal is the leader.
Right.
Giving out little mini spoilers because this is all where I last left off.
Right.
Hal took up the reins as leader after the whole War of Light and everything, and I did not get to see. I have to pick up the last issue of the whole Lights Out thing.
Right.
But it was dragging me in, and I really want to go pick up the last one. But it was just like, and like I said, during this whole Lights Out, that's what the spoiler there was Hal had sent Guy into the Red Lanterns to kind of keep a track on them.
Mm-hmm.
And how it ended up coming about is Guy was liking the red a little too much.
Oh, okay.
first came there, him and Atrocitus ended it in a fight, and yeah, it did not go well for Atrocitus.
Well, like that's one, again, I got to get caught up. You're a little more ahead of me, but luckily you've taken a little hiatus a little pause in your reading lately. Actually, you got a good reason to with newborn and all that other good stuff going on. You got the good reason to put a pause on the comics there. So all right, well let's see here. You heard the podcast talking about the movies of the year of 2014. What movie are you looking forward to this year?
I'm so far looking forward to all the Marvel ones.
I know, right? You got Captain America, which is going to be awesome because Falcon's going to be in it. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm curious about the Amazing Spider-Man 2. They're running that risk of getting too many villains, but at the same time, if you've ever read a good Spider-Man comic, you know that some of the best ones are when he goes up against the Sinister Six. So you can't have too many villains. So I'll have to wait and see. That's all there is.
I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah. Another one I'm really looking forward to that is not comic based: Godzilla.
Oh heck yeah!
As soon as I heard that, I was like, I didn't even hear about this. And as soon as I heard that in the podcast, I went out and looked at the trailer.
Yeah.
Just to hear that roar, just to see that Godzilla was like, I was a kid again, man. I was ready to go.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It took me back to the time I first seen Godzilla when I was a kid. It was like, oh, I got to see this movie.
Yeah, and it looks like we're finally going to get a decent American version, you know? Like we said on the last one, the last American version just is something we should not talk about.
I think the last American version should have what happened to all the E.T. video game cartridges, happened to all the copies of it.
Trash dump somewhere.
Or thrown into a volcano somewhere.
That'd be good. But yeah, let's see. Also, the new X-Men movie coming out ought to be interesting.
Yes. I seen that trailer for that as well. I had to look the trailer up because I hadn't heard nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was going to be good because I remember the actual, if you remember in the 90s cartoon, there was a few Days of Future Past episodes.
Right.
And that totally made me go, oh yeah, I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah, like I said, anytime they do time travel, it's awesome. But like Isaac said, maybe they'll go back and fix Deadpool. So,
especially at the end of, if the Wolverine just came out on DVD.
Yeah. I was so mad that I didn't win one from that McDonald's thing they were doing. I was like, come on. I got all these Fox TV shows, but I didn't get the Wolverine movie.
Yeah. But I watched it just recently when we had all that snow and cable and internet and all that was out.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes. Spoiler there, they had that secret ending, which kind of leads up to the whole, this new X-Men movie, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get it. I'm going to watch it because I've got to see it. I didn't get to see it in the theaters because I got too busy when it was released.
But I don't want to spoil it because it was such a good, little hidden ending. It's like, was cool.
Well, don't spoil it then. I'm going to watch it. Maybe this weekend. Who knows?
Another one that I don't know if you mentioned. I don't remember if you mentioned it on the podcast or not. RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. I think we just mentioned it in passing at the end there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because because that's one Isaac's actually wanting to see. But
I want to see it too.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. if there's nothing else to do that weekend, maybe I'll.
But, I want to see it just for that nostalgia reason. And, they do with it. Because I was a big RoboCop fan when I was a kid as well. Like, RoboCop, he's got a gun coming out of the lake.
Well, see, I was like that with the Judge Dredd movie. When it came out, a couple years ago, and I was like, because the Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd movie that came out in the 80s was just so bad that it was good. It came back to being good again, But then I saw the new one, and I was like, actually, they made this pretty decent.
Yeah, I really love Dredd, and this Stallone one, I didn't find it too bad because I never heard of Judge Dredd, at that time when I was a kid,
right.
I didn't Judge Dredd until that movie, and I actually enjoyed that movie, not knowing, anything about Judge Dredd.
Yeah, I've read only a few of the comics. I was never a big fan of the comics, really, but if you've read a few of the comics, then you see that movie, you're like, oh, they kind of messed that up.
But that new one was great.
The new one, it kept you in suspense the whole movie. I loved it. So, but anyway. But I think that's the way I am with this RoboCop. It's like, yeah, first one was so bad it came back to being good. And this one, they'll either make it good, they'll make it even better, or they're going to just kind of tank. I don't know. I'm iffy on that one.
Should talk of another Dread movie.
Oh, is it really? That'd be good.
I think it is.
That'd be good.
So,
I would see it. Spend my good money on that. And I had to bring Isaac in on this one. Isaac, welcome to the podcast. I had to drag him away from playing Grand Theft Auto 5 to come in do this. Yeah, I think that makes me a bad parent, allowing him to play.
I don't think it does.
So I'm now officially a bad parent for letting him play Grand Theft Auto 5. Isaac's like, yeah. Eh. I was like, what? We stop everything we do in this house to watch Doctor Who. So, yeah, we're ready for this new season.
I've got a lot of angst. I'm feeling very angry and pubescent today.
yeah, that's pretty much it. Was there anything further you wanted to say about Doctor Who, Isaac?
Not much, really.
Okay, see, there's the angst coming back again. Well, he said the other day he wanted to mention something, but I said, well, in the next podcast, remember it. And I don't think he did.
No, of course I didn't.
So, let's see here. What else going on? What else going on in your world? What do you want to talk about, Brandon?
Well, let's see. Arrow.
Arrow is awesome.
Oh, yes. I got Isaac hooked on it, too. So that's two of you guys I've got hooked on the show.
Oh. I was already looking into it before when it was coming out.
Yeah.
But you really pushed it home, I think.
Back when Sean and I did the previous podcast, back when we had the True Hideaway podcast, which is no longer online anymore. You can't even get back episodes. When he and I did that, he and I started when that season started up. He goes, okay, we're going to watch this and talk about it every week. And sure enough, we did. And then when he stopped, I'm like, I got to have someone else. So I slowly introduced you there, Brandon.
Yes.
And of course, being a DC fan, you know you're wanting to curious about it anyway.
I never got hooked to Smallville.
No, me either.
Arrow is... Yeah, this season is really getting me. I'm like, oh, how is this happening? I don't want to say no spoilers.
Now, have you caught up with this season?
Oh, yes, I am fully caught up with this season.
So what do you think about the way they brought the Flash?
I love it.
Isn't that cool? Barry Allen? I'll be there, you know. So
there was talk of that episode leading up to his getting a spinoff TV series. So.
Yeah. Well, they showed how he got his powers right there at the end. So.
Yeah.
And as soon as that thunder, whenever he went back to Central City and they had the thunderstorm going on, I'm like, nah, they're going to show him getting his powers. And sure enough, it's like, there it was.
Oh, see, that first episode he was in, you kept hearing thunder and lightning.
Right.
And see, I was like, oh, they're going to do it on this episode. No, to be continued. I was like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then, boom.
Yeah. And then that's exactly what I was thinking too. Because like you said, the thunderstorms are going on. I'm like, what? They're gonna make him get it in the Green Arrow's lab? And no, that's not right. I'm like, I like the Flash and all, but come on, he's got to be a Central City.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that's why they would. But we just added a lot of spoilers for people that aren't caught up. But if you're not caught up, shame on you.
Exactly.
It's a good series, and they've introduced Black Canary. They've got Flash.
Not your traditional Black Canary either.
Right? Yeah, they went out on a limb with this one.
Oh yeah.
She's kind of cool.
Have you caught some of the Easter eggs? I just got to bring this up. Have you caught any of the Easter eggs this season?
No, you're right. The first season had a lot. Little name, like, you know, Bloodhaven. They said catching the train to Bloodhaven and stuff like this. Well, they, I don't know, maybe they're trying to actually introduce rather than drop Easter eggs, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but I know that, like, I'm trying to think. Oh, Huntress, that's who it was. They had the Huntress on there.
Yeah.
So they actually introduced these characters. Now, who's this Merlin Black Arrow guy?
Oh, Tom Merlin?
Yeah.
He's actually, if you go into Green Arrow's, if you look up him on any kind of wiki or anything, he is a bad guy of Green Arrow's.
Okay.
He was a rival archer, is a rival archer slash enemy of Green Arrows.
Okay, so that is an actual enemy they create, that they didn't just create. Okay, because I never really looked it up on it, but I knew he had to be, so.
Yeah, he wasn't really a Black Arrow, but he was, he is Merlin. He's like an assassin.
Right. Yeah, Merlin. How'd you like the way they did Vertigo, Dr. Vertigo, or whatever?
Oh, he was by far the weirdest.
I know, he's like almost Joker-like.
Yes. He was. He was quite almost Joker-like, in a way. I just love how they introduced him in season one, had him in a mental ward because of all the drugs that he got pumped into him, and then how he was actually sane through all of it in this whole mental ward. It's like, oh my god.
And, right. Yeah. So yeah, they've done a great job with it. So.
And then this whole. The whole side story, what's building up with the big bad guy on this one being Brother Blood.
Yeah.
Which you thought it was. Which you thought it was, unless you watched last week's episode.
And what?
Slade was at the end of that episode. At the end of one of the episodes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Because he, now I remember. Okay. Hey, it's been a while since I watched those.
Yeah. Yeah, I just watched it the other night to finally catch up.
Love the DVR.
So. Slade, I mean, in the actual big baddie of the season, is like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I want to see what happens with it. I want to see what goes where they go with it. I can't wait for the new season to start up. So, here pretty soon, new season starting up. Yeah. Anything else you got?
Have you been checking out the Tomorrow People?
I watched the first couple episodes. I kind of got bored with it.
I got into it. Me and my wife got into it.
Really?
I like
the idea and the concept, but I kind of got bored with it.
Yeah, I like it. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
All right, so Tomorrow People, give us a little rundown of what's going on so far.
It's about a hidden group of people called Tomorrow People. They have powers. They have telepathy, teleportation, and telekinesis. But, you know, they're being hunted out by some humans that do know about them. Mm-hmm. And they actually do hire a few of their kind to track them down because they can sense one another. And you
now,
come
I do
to
like,
find...
I got to tell you this. The one guy that's in this, that's hunting them down, he's in charge of hunting them down. He was in the Lost series. He was like the good versus evil people that took control of the island. And he also played Lucifer on Supernatural, so...
Yeah.
I really like the actor playing him. I can never remember his name, but he's an awesome actor, so... Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I really do love the series. I mean, it takes a little bit to get into, but... Even though these people have these powers, they can't kill with them, you've come to find out.
Really?
Yes.
Even
if they try to use something other than their powers, when they try to kill somebody... It gives them a real bad migraine headache, and it'll make them so bad that it'll start making them pass out.
Oh. Is that a built-in safeguard that's natural, or is it artificial?
Yes.
Oh, it is natural.
Yes, it is natural.
Okay.
But for one guy that's hunting him down keeps saying that you're one evolutionary step from being able to kill with your powers, well, like I said, you kind of left off because you kind of find out that they did some experimentation on their own.
Oh.
Make a couple killers.
Ah, I see. So. All right, well, I might have to pick that up again, but I watched the first couple episodes. I love the concept. They did it really, really well. It just kind of got slow and boring. Now, speaking of the TV series Lost, which the same actor was in that, Lost did that to me, too. Couple episodes, I'm like, oh, this is really cool, and then it just kind of lost me. And then I went back and watched the entire series after it already ended, and I'm like, oh man, I wish I'd have stayed watching it. So yeah, that's probably about the same one it's doing here, I think.
Yeah, and everything's not in a season finale. It was all took mid season finales because of Christmas and all that. So everything's picking back up. So Tomorrow People was one of them. So it's getting ready to start back up. Right when I'm getting ready to move and probably won't have cable.
Well, I'll tell you all about it then.
But I will. I will hopefully have cable, and I will be keeping up with Arrow no matter what. Yeah. Even if I have to find somebody's internet connection and piggyback off of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the CW, they've come up with some really creative shows. And Isaac and I have always been fans of Supernatural. And
I need to catch up on that. That's the last thing I got to sit down and watch on my DVR that is on my DVR right now.
Well, I've got the first, how many seasons? Five or six, I think, on DVD. So,
I'm on the current season. So.
Oh, you're up to date then. Good.
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah, they really did. That one is the first season. I loved it because of the music they had in the first season. They had classic rock throughout the whole thing. Then they kind of dropped that, and then it became a huge storyline. And it's like, wow, this is a cool storyline they're weaving into here. So that kept me from that point.
I'm still waiting for the return of Chuck. On there.
Hold on, who's Chuck?
Not Chuck. What was his name? The guy that was the writer. The prophet, wasn't it?
Oh, the prophet. Yeah. Oh, man, now I know.
Kevin.
No, not Kevin. The first guy that they ran into that had the guardian angel in the first couple seasons. Oh. He supposedly was writing their... He could see the future, write their story down.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because he should be making it. Yeah.
He needs to make an appearance again. Yeah. I'm waiting for his turn.
I think it was Chuck or something. I can't remember now.
Yeah. But yeah.
They brought back that girl a couple times that wrote the fan fiction about them.
Yes.
or as we say, erotic fan fiction about them. Yeah. But they brought her back a couple times, a few times.
My favorite recurring character happens to be Charlie, the girl.
Yeah, that's her name, Charlie. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
So.
The one that's the geek,
yep,
hacker, love her.
Well, she's the one that wrote some fan fiction about the guys.
Did we talk about the episode where Dean was a dog?
Oh, yeah, did you see that this season where Dean was the dog?
No, I haven't started watching that season yet.
Oh,
I'm not starting to watch that season yet.
Oh, you need to watch that. When Dean's a dog, it's one of the funniest episodes. They brought back the fun.
And the episode with Dean as the main character is always the best episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yes, they are. I still love the episode where he's they show the blooper of him playing his leg. Yes.
or the ghost virus where he was scared of everything.
Yes.
The cat jumps out. So, all right, let's see here. Moving on, other things. Have you been watching? Well, you probably haven't. American Horror Story. I've been watching that. The first season, American Horror Story Gothic. It was really cool. It was a haunted house, basically. Then they had American Horror Story Asylum. It's about a haunted asylum and the story about how it became haunted, and it got really weird and creepy. Now this season, it's American Horror Story Coven. It's about a coven of witches in Louisiana, and Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of Louisiana, and how they're at odds against each other. But now they have to team up because someone is hunting down the witches. It's not as creepy as it was as the first two seasons, but maybe they do have a good storyline, but it's just not as creepy as the first two seasons were. So if they don't get back to being creepy, they better end the series. Let's see here. Another TV series. I gave up on Haven on Sci-Fi Channel. They lost me on it. Trying to think of any other sci-fi series that are on.
I was going to say, have you been keeping up with Marvel's?
Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, oh, heck yes.
They just had a new episode the other night, and I have not watched it yet.
Oh, well, basically, Coulson finds out what happens after he died.
Yes, I know. We were getting ready to watch that last night. I'm like, I should watch this, but I was too tired.
I'll tell you. Tahiti was a lie. We'll put it that way.
Sort of like that cake, you know, no one ever got.
Yeah, like that cake. It's a lie. So Tahiti was when the memory they put into him, as kind of a little spoiler there, to make him recover faster. So he thought he was on the beach in Tahiti the whole time. So, but you'll see. Tahiti was a lie.
I'm really into Marvel. Just like Arrow, I'm into the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think at first it was kind of like you were saying with Tomorrow People, it was kind of at first with me, and then I got into it. just because of Coulson. I'm a big fan. Coulson's the man.
Coulson definitely steals it every time.
Coulson does everything in every Marvel thing.
Yeah,
like, the voices.
What's
the
his name?
Actor.
The actor that plays Phil Coulson.
I'm
gonna look it up and remember it for the next podcast. But he does the voices on the Lego Marvel Heroes. He does the voice on the Ultimate Spider-Man. He also, of course, does the he's Agent Coulson. He's in all the movies. So yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah. Speaking of Marvel, did you see the Iron of Marvel movies and stuff like that? Did you see People's Choice Awards last night?
No, I missed those.
I think it was Robert Downey Jr. got one for Iron Man 3.
Well, good. So,
Tony Stark comes up there on stage. Yep. And during his whole thing, he did at the end of it. He goes, "Yes, I am Iron Man."
Nice. Right at the end. Nice.
So, walked off stage. So that was the highlight of my night. Yes.
Nice. I'll tell you what, that guy has taken that role and just made it his own. I really can't see anybody else as Tony Stark anymore.
I can't wait to see what they do with him in the next Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm. The next Avengers movie, I think that's coming out 2015, is that right?
I think so.
I think that's the next one. So they also got an Ant-Man movie coming out, so that'll be interesting.
I can't wait to see what they do with Hank Pym.
Yeah. See, I think what they're going to do is they're going to, if I remember the order right, they're going to introduce him in the new Avengers movie, and then he's going to come back as on his own movie. But here's the weird thing. Check this out. The new Avengers movie, they're going to have Scarlet Witch. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Her brother is Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Okay, so far so good, right? Problem is, Sony owns X-Men. And Disney owns Marvel, or, you know, these others. So how are they going? Yeah. They can't keep those apart. They need to come together.
Sure. Yes. So, somehow we got to get X-Men away from whoever owns them and with the rest of them. Yes. They need to do a reboot on the X-Men series, I think.
I wouldn't say a reboot. I don't think so.
Well,
why would you? Why do you think so?
Deadpool.
Yes, we need that Deadpool movie. I heard there was one in production, wasn't there?
There's rumors about it flying everywhere. You never know. I tell you what, Ryan Reynolds would have been a great Deadpool if they would have let him be Deadpool.
Yes, he would have. We need a little fourth wall breakage.
Yes, exactly. It would not hurt a bit. So
yes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Our time has come to pass here. This has been. Podcast we thought we were just going to take about a few minutes just to test out this new equipment, but it turned out to be a little bit longer, so
difficulties to do that.
And yeah, I kept it from Isaac because he's you were busy playing Grand Theft Auto 5, so you had helicopters to crash, so in the meantime, I guess we'll sign off. We can do this now. We know we have the technology to do this from across town. We can get a hold of Brandon and include him in the next podcast. And
we
maybe
have the technology.
And maybe this maybe this way we can get some more guests come into the whole Nerd Up podcast realm. In the meantime, for the Nerd Up podcast, I'm Gil T. Wilson.
I'm Brandon Bell from across the town.
And I'm Isaac Wilson.
And that's us. Stay nerdy. Nerd Up.
www.gilwilson.com.
If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.